Hey there, welcome to our podcast. I'm Sam, your host, and I'm very excited to have you here. I want to invite you on a shopping trip. We're gonna go to the supermarket, learn and explore the vocabulary we can use to do our shopping. So before we get started, let me ask you a question. Are you ready to line it up? Wow, so now it's time to go to the supermarket. And well, you're very welcome to join me on this trip and learn vocabulary you need to get your shopping done. So to get it started, I would like to talk about the structure that holds everything you need at the supermarket. So let's talk about the shelves. So you can find on the shelves anything you need. So the shelves are the metallic structures we see at the supermarkets where we see all the things we want to buy. So that's where we put the things, the shelves, okay? And well, I would like to go now and talk about a very simple, practical place, the bakery. So that's where we find bread and we find baked stuff we can eat and have. So that is a very important section of this supermarket. There you can find bread, cakes, and all sorts of baked stuff. So that's the bakery, okay? Very good. So we can also find bread and cakes on the shelves, the bread and cakes shelves. Sometimes we have those in the supermarket. And we have also the meat section. The meat section is where we can buy chicken, beef, and all kinds of meat at the supermarket. Pork meat, chicken meat, cow meat, beef, fillet. So you can find all of that in the meat section. Well, there is another section that is very interesting and good, the drinks section. You can find sodas, juices, alcohol drinks, you can find wines, you can find spirit drinks, and all sorts of drinks in there too. And then we go to the household items. So that is a section designated to things we need at work, domestic utilities. So you can find from sponges to rugs and many other kinds of items in there. And that's a very important section of the supermarket, the household items section. Very good job. And well, we also have the grocery section. There you can find candies, you can find all sorts of grocery foods, okay, snacks, chips, anything you need. And well, I think I have forgotten something very important, the word we use for the spaces in which we transit in the market, the aisles. So we have aisles, and in these aisles we have sections. So now there is a very specific section we have in the US, and that's the canned food section. So you can find a lot of canned food in those shelves. And that is a section we explore in a different way in Brazil, but in the US we do have a lot of those. So now if you like yogurt, milk, and all sorts of dairy products, you can go to the dairy products section, and in there you can find all that you want. Milk, yogurts, cheese. So that's a place you can find all you want and need. And then you also have a section designated to frozen food. So you can find all sorts of frozen food in this section. A lot of people like to buy French fries, frozen French fries to make at home. And you can buy from fries to meat, as well as Italian food. So that's a very interesting section to go. And then, well, we have done a lot of shopping already, so it's time to check out. So the first thing you have to do is line up, so to wait on the line. The line is the organization we make to wait for the checkout. So line up and wait a little bit, soon you'll be able to check out. When you get to the checkout part, you have to decide how you want to pay. And now you can use a discount coupon, or you can pay by credit or debit card, or even pay cash. So you can decide how you want to pay for that. Very good job. So that was us exploring a little bit the vocabulary we can use at the supermarket. It's always good to expand your vocabulary in case you need to use them, and I'm sure you use this vocabulary every day. It was amazing to have you here, and it's great to know that you're now part of an international community of people who are willing to learn English, have decided to do so, and found that Unity International, a simplified and effective way to learn English and improve their speaking skills. So thank you very much for listening to this podcast, and also I encourage you to visit our social media as well as our YouTube channel to have access to this kind of content and make your English an easy and fun process. So I talk to you next time. Bye bye!